This time of year, plenty of hikers along the Appalachian Trail are making their way through western North Carolina. They're vital for the economies of towns that sit along the trail, like Franklin, which was designated the first Appalachian Trail town. They are expected to be over 3,000 through hikers this year. Those are hikers who plan to cover all of the almost 2,200-mile trail that goes through 14 states. Going south to north means an early spring start is necessary to beat the winter in Maine where the AT ends, as it typically takes 6 months to do the whole trail. Many stop in Franklin early on to replenish supplies and rest. This has a big impact on the town, says Outdoor 76 co-owner Corey McCall.
You know, it's not uncommon in March and April to come in and there's 15, 20 backpacks laying on the ground. People are doing shakedowns and going through their gear, trying to figure out what they truly need or what they don't.
March and April are usually the busiest months when hikers hit the 110-mile marker just outside of town. McCall says hikers often buy new boots at this early stage of their trek.
I think the big thing is that 110 miles, people know whether it's working or it's not.
While hikers get new supplies, they spend the night in town and visit the local breweries. During those months, the occupancy rate at local motels goes up, according to the Franklin Tourism Development Authority. This is vital for the town's businesses, says McCall.
Typically, we don't see that drive of tourist traffic until really about May. So the hikers really provide two huge months for us to really kind of get a jump start on the year.
Rick Weston and his wife, Melissa Wilkins, are from London. They've been on the trail for about 2 weeks.
So quite boringly, I'm an accountant and my wife is a lawyer. So two very sort of boring, steady office jobs. So great to be out in the great outdoors.
They've been planning for over a year for the AT hike. Since they came from abroad, they needed visas to visit.
I would say this is our first real backpack experience. So we've done a lot of training in England, but there's no real mountains there, not like here. We just wanted to like dive in and go straight for it and do the Appalachian Trail.
They went to Walmart for supplies, as well as a local outfitter, then planned to spend the night in town. In 2016, the Nantahala Hiking Club surveyed almost 500 hikers about their background and how they spent their time in Franklin. The majority of them purchased something at an outfitter, and almost all of them spent the night. More than three-quarters of them said they would consider Franklin a vacation destination in the future. Wilkins says that seeing rural America was part of the draw to hike the trail for them.
We've been to some of the American cities. We've done, Boston, New York, Vegas, San Francisco, the kind of usual tourist hotspots, I guess, but not Blairsville and Franklin and Hiawassee. So, yeah, it's different and it is interesting.
She goes by the trail name Bean Jar. Weston chose the name Stiff Upper Lip. The pair will continue up to Maine in hopes of finishing the trail in 6 months before their visas end. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.